My weekend was busy, and I'm still sore from swimming with the kids on Sunday. But I was able to get my friend Lenny's pool completely hauled away and donated that metal. So that was a busy day. Sunday was busy. We had the kids from about 10:30 till about 5. So we were busy most of the day Sunday. And yesterday had lunch with PJ and Jeff Salzman at his house and got the lawn cut. So I've been busy.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I didn't know you were still in contact with Jeff. Is he in Rochester now?
No, he's at UB now.
For some reason, and maybe that was his previous affiliation, for some reason I connected him with RIT or something. Okay, well, that's cool.
Your RIT connection is correct. He was driving back and forth using their microfab to do some stuff for PCB, fabbing up some chips and stuff.
Was another one of those smart guys. I could only aspire to be a quarter of what he carried around in his head, or have a quarter of what he carried around. Yeah, that's pretty neat that you keep in contact with him, and you saw PJ at the same time. That's very nice.
Yeah, Jeff had bought a new Uni pizza oven, and he wanted to show us it. It's a big one. It'll hold a 15 or 16 inch diameter pizza, big oven, and boy, it cooks pizza so fast. It was good.
that's an interesting contrast to one of my meals I had yesterday. In fact, it's funny, we did have pizza this weekend, but it was from Crosby's at a gas station in Alden. And yesterday, again, in contrast to what was probably really good pizza, yesterday we went to Rancho's Tacos, which is at the gas station at Maple and North Forest. And they actually have really good tacos there. For a gas station, it was pretty good.
You mentioned Crosby's Pizza in Alden a couple of times. When I'd be driving back and forth to my mom's in Olean, I would stop at a Crosby's in Delavan, and I'd get a slice of pizza just because I was hungry. I mean, for a gas station pizza, it really, and probably a frozen crust, it wasn't horrible. It did fill the belly, so it wasn't bad.
Yeah, over the years that we had lived out there, we had never gotten pizza from there until, maybe a year ago. And we had just, one of the standard ones. And it wasn't bad. And then they had a special on, like, a Thursday. You can get two pizzas for, like, $18. We got that. And it seemed like it was undercooked, and that was a little disappointing. We've tried them again a handful of times, and they're definitely better with just the standard cheese pepperoni, or they do that buffalo chicken wing. Anything that's got a lot of vegetables on it, I don't think it cooks thoroughly. And we tried a slice of the hot honey pizza the other day, and that was a little disappointing. I know hot honey is all the rage these days, but it's a hot honey jalapeno. It's basically just a jalapeno pepperoni with hot honey drizzled on it, and it was kind of sweet, and other than that, not very flavorful. But yeah, if you're taking a road trip anywhere, I'd probably avoid that one. Anyway, I think we've got Jeff in here with us. And so I'll say good morning, Jeff. This is K2PCB.
KC2NVM. Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I've been sitting here for a while, just letting you guys go. Had an interesting evening yesterday. I had to write a research paper on a job posting, and I go through and answer like 10 different questions, 15 parts per question, and got that turned in, so that was kind of nice. But that's the midterm exam, basically.
That actually have you responding to that job posting?
No, but I had to submit a copy of the job post through, I think, Indeed. So I had to copy and paste that into my file, but go through the job and pick out key metrics that they're looking for and how I can fill that role and not actually post because I don't have any qualifications yet, but it's just to give people an idea on how to prep for a job interview. And so then I ended up sending a separate email to my instructor being like, hey, just for a little context, I'm 54 years old and I've been on many, many job interviews. And so I've given my little contrast to this project to where I'm not an 18-year-old kid who has no idea what to do for a job interview. I've hired. I've been through the whole gambit. I was a supervisor. I've done the HR role, so, and hopefully I'll get a good grade.
Kind of suck if you did not get a good grade, especially if you didn't tell them your current position. Yeah, that might tell you something.
Because with the exception of one question that I didn't answer, question number 7, one of the lessons was, what is the BIOS and why would you change it? I've gotten every point possible. So I'm still right now in an A category.
We run out of time. Is anybody going to go see that Union Pacific big boy that's rolling through on Wednesday?
I'm going to try to. It depends if it's during working hours or not. But the radio club's got a big and trying to put people posted and talk about it. This way we could send the emails through the club. But, yeah, I'd love to, but I can't. No promises.
I'm hoping to see it tomorrow. I do have a plumber coming over around 11 o'clock. Hopefully he doesn't take long and I can get out and see it.
You didn't get a plumber through the Blaisdell, did you?
No, I didn't. It's a plumber that I've used in the past.
Just because we got Dan Taylor, who did the bathroom at the club. Just kind of interested to see if you used him by chance.
Yeah, I've talked to him a few times when he's come in. He's usually there more for the second shift. If this was a weekend thing, I might have, called him. But yeah, this company I've dealt with three or four different times, and their response is good. Their cost isn't bad, so I've been sticking with them.
Yeah, plumbers are like auto mechanics. When you find one that works, you never leave.
Agreed.
So if and when Randy ever retires, it'll be a sad day for the club because half of his customers seem to be through the club.
Yeah, that's not a bad way to go. When you know the mechanic and you trust him, you know, he's not going to try to rip you off for extra parts, you know, to get a commission on the parts and stuff. It's not a bad way to go. I know that Jose's gone there to have some work done. I haven't at this point.
He's also all the way out in North Tonawanda, so for the average person to drive all the way up there for him is kind of moot, but definitely he is the Boy Scout of auto mechanics. I've said that 100 times. He's wonderful, and he doesn't rip people off. And he doesn't advertise, and he's booked solid.
Yeah, North Tonawanda is a bit of a drive. I've been using Garage King's Automotive down on Broadway. They've always done me well, so I've been taking my vehicles there lately.
King's the same shop that works on the town vehicles and the police cars and such that I see sitting out there?
Yes. Yes, I've seen them work on some of the Lancaster vehicles, a police, and a couple ambulances. But I know one of the owners is a fireman for, I can't remember the town, but yeah, I think he's in an officer or something in there, so he's always got one of the fire trucks there.
Yeah, I know one of the, I want to say the tire shop that's down on Transit, kind of like down near Anderson's down there. I thought one of the managers over there was a Millgrove fireman or something, but yeah, it's been a while since I've been over that way. All right, well, I've got 644. Yeah, maybe we'll have Ross back in here before the week's out, unless you guys have heard him already. I think he's due Thursday to have that module programmed. But, yeah, we shall see. All right, this is K2PCB. I am clear.
73s, KC2, NVM clear.
73 to you both. This is KZ2GDQ, and we are clear for today.